Okay, good morning, everybody. This week we are learning Brachos Daf Lamed, starting on Chavtes. This is the final daf for the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, Tfilas HaShachar. Very exciting stuff. It was a pretty short parak, so we kind of zoomed by, but there are a lot of important things that we discussed during this parak. I always think that it's worthwhile, as I finish parak, to kind of just like review what we actually did. And there's a lot of important things jam-packed into this parak, Tfilas HaShachar. So we start on Chav Vav, talking about the mitzvah of Tashlumin, or the that if one forgot Shmoneh Esrei, they should repeat Shmoneh Esrei a second time, Shacharis, Mincha, or Mariv, but not necessarily for Musaf. We also spoke about the very important dispute or discussion about whether tefillos are connected to Midim Tiknum or tefillos Avos Tiknum. Did our forefathers decide which tefillos we're going to say, or are they perhaps patterned after the Karbanos? And everyone agrees that Musaf, there wasn't any fourth father to decide that one. That's definitely connected to Midim Tiknum. We also had the machlokes of when's the latest time to daven mincha and the earliest time to daven maariv. We had whether Rabbi Yehuda says it's plag ha-mincha, the chachamim say shkia, and the Gemara actually says, interestingly, da'avid kamar avid. Just pick your team, if you're a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or a chachamim Jew, whether you plag ha-mincha or maariv is really up to you. We also had the halacha of passing in front of people who are davening Shmoneh Esrei. We also had the discussion of tefillas arvis rishus. Is tefillas arvis, is maariv an obligation, or is it just an optional tefillah? And that led into the very interesting story of Rabbi Gamliel being kicked off of being the nasi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being the new nasi, and then ultimately Rabbi Gamliel being dragged back in. You then had the Rabbi Chuni ben Akana had different tefillos that you say before you start learning or after you complete learning. And we discussed other aspects of the number of brachos that we say in our Shmoneh Esrei, and discussed the tefillah of Havinu. We're going to discuss the tefillah of Havinu a bit today also, the abridged Shmoneh Esrei that you say if you don't have enough time or the time to concentrate. And we're going to start on Chavtes Amid Beis. Chavtes Amid Beis is a continuation of our previous Mishnah, talking about tefillah kitzara. So let's just kind of clarify these different tefillahs we have of Havinu and tefillah kitzara. The general assumption is that if one is not going to be able to have the appropriate kavana, then they should say a shortened tefillah. And so we already had Havinenu. Havinenu is like an abridged, you take all the 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, you take a little snippet of each one, of the theme of each one, you put them all together, you have three brachos before, you have that abridged Shmoneh Esrei, the three brachos afterwards, that's your tefillah of Havinenu. The Mishnah then continued to say some people are even more disturbed, they're even more preoccupied, they can't even focus to say that. And so they would say a tefillah could Sarah. That's for people who are b'makom sakana, they're in a dangerous situation and they can't even focus for that amount of time. They have an even shorter tefillah, which if you see from the two after of Yeshua Omer, Hamahalich b'makom sakana, mispalo tefillah kitzara v'chulei v'chol parshas ha'ibur. That you're supposed to say this tefillah kitzara, which the Mishnah goes on with the lashon of that tefillah, which we're going to also discuss today, and it included in that lashon that Hashem protects us b'chol parshas ha'ibur. So we're not going to start my Parsha Sa'ibur. It's around Chavtes Amid Beis. We're at the last of the skinny lines. The Gemara says, my Parsha Sa'ibur. What does it mean that Hashem protects us even at times of Ibur? What does that mean? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ukva, Afilu B'Shah Sha'ata Mismale Aleihem Evra, even when you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are filled against Bnei Yisrael with anger, you're filled Ke'isha Ubra, like a pregnant woman who's filled with an Uber, with the fetus, you're filled with anger against us, so you... culture, chem lefanecha, you should still fulfill all of our various needs. That's Uibur, is even when Hashem is full of Evra, he's full of anger. Or you could Amri, or Rav Chisam, or Marukva, Afilu B'Shah Shehem Ovrim al Divrei Torah, Yiyu Kol Tzarchem Lepanecha. Even when Ibur is Milashon Over, when they're over, they're violating Divrei Torah, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still protect us and provide for all of our needs. The note of Yehuda has a tshuva where he says that perhaps these are two related things. If you're going to Makam Sakana, you're in a dangerous situation, as the Gemara is talking about, that's when you say it's Tefillah Kitzara, when you're in Makam Sakana, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. You're supposed to protect yourself and not do dangerous things. So if you do dangerous things, Hashem is Mesmale Aleihem Evra, he's going to be angry at you, and therefore, you're also being over Maltevei Torah. You're violating the Torah by doing something dangerous, and that's why Hashem is mad at you. So both of these two Lashonos really kind of link to the same general life idea. Hashem is mad at you and is mad at Bnei Israel, broadly speaking, and still he should provide for all of our needs. So we're going to clarify more about this tefillah. Tana Rabbanan, hamahalech b'makom gidu dechayav alistin. If you're walking in a place which has wild animals and thieves, mispalel tefillah ketzara, you should say this short shmona esrei, this short tefillah. Ve'ezu hi tefillah ketzara, what is this tefillah? So a lot of different opinions about what the formulation should be for this tefillah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, asei ritzoncha b'shamayim mima'al. You should do your ritzon b'shamayim, and say nachas ruach lireyacha mitachas, and give us nachas ruach and peace of mind. The hato be'enecha asay. Very important words. Hato be'enecha asay. Do what is good in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shamea Tefillah. The Maariz Chayis in the back of the Gemara has a very important yisod which applies to all of our tefillos from these few words which we never think about because it's tefillah katsar, which we don't really say anymore. Asay. Do what is good in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are so many times when we daven for things and we see that Hashem does not give us the things that we ask for. We daven for to get a particular job or for someone to get a particular shidduch, and things just don't work out. So what does that mean? What are we supposed to do with ourselves when Hashem says no, He doesn't give us the things that we ask for. So Maariz Chayis says, Hato be'enecha asay. There are times when we ask for things that aren't actually good for us. We're asking Hashem to give us something in particular, but really it's actually not in our best interest. So we say, Hato be'enecha, do what's good in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not what we think is good for us. We don't know what we're talking about. We're just measly human beings. But you're God. You know what is actually good for us. Do what is actually appropriate for us. And that's actually another idea which we said yesterday in Berachas HaChodesh. We say at the very end, which actually came up in Maseches Brachos on Daf Tezayin or so, with the various tefillos which we added in from the Amoraim. One of them is our Berachas HaChodesh. And we say, Mole Mishalos Libenu Litova. The Rashash in Maseches Brachos says, Litova, fulfill our needs, but only if it's Litova, only if it's actually in our best interest. And Rav Soloveitchik also said that's also pshat in what we say in Shema Kolenu. We say, Kabel berachmim uveratzon es tefilasenu. Accept our tefilos, but only berachmim uveratzon. Have mercy to say some tefilos yes, and some tefilos no. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's really in our best interest, and that's why sometimes He's going to say no to us, but it's because that's we're asking for the wrong things. That's Maariz Chayis in Hato be'enecha asay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says that the words for Tefillah Ketzara are the following. Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, listen to the cry of Bnei Yisrael, Ba'asei Mehera Bakashasam, do quickly the things that we ask for, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, Ba'asei Mehera Bakashasam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah, a very similar formulation with Tzakas for our, listen to our cries. Acherim Omrim, Tzarchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim, V'daitam Ketzara. The needs for Bnei Yisrael are so many, and V'daitam Ketzara. We don't have the proper state of mind. We're so limited. You hear some lefanacha, Hashem Elokeinu, shatitein lekol echad ve'echad kerei parnasaso. Give everyone the things that they need. V'chol gviyo gviyo demachsoro. And for every single being, the things that they are lacking. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefila. That's the Acherim's version of the tefila kitzara. And Amar Rav Huna, halacha ke'acherim, we pask and like the Acherim that is the appropriate lashon for the tefila kitzara. Ultimately, we pass like the Acherim, but we don't actually do things like this. Havineinu and tefila Ketzara, these short inch mona esrays, because we can't have kavana for the full thing, so we'll say we'll have kavana for the short thing. We don't, Bir Alacha says, we don't do these things because we don't trust we're actually going to have kavana for the short thing either. So just do what you're told to do. Don't go having cheshbono, so I'll have better kavana if you do this. No, you probably won't have better kavana in any way. So just do what you're supposed to do with Achin Esleg Dola, we're mitaking.
When do you think he stopped?
I'm not sure. I know. I was trying to think at what point, because I think it's in Shulchan Aruch talks about it. So The Bir Halacha, and I'm sure Archa Shulchan or Pal, the ones I'm thinking about that are saying that in contemporary times, we don't do that anymore. But that's a good question. I don't know when we started being so bad at this. The Gemara now turns to a very halachal maizah topic of Tefillah Saderech. Talking about now Tefillah Saderech. Armalei Eliyahu, the Rabbi Yehuda, Achva, the Rabbi Salah, Chasida. Eliyahu said the following three things. Lo sirtach v'lo sachati, you shouldn't get angry and therefore you won't sin. Lo sarvi v'lo sachati, you shouldn't get drink a lot, you shouldn't get drunk, and then you also won't sin. And finally, kishata yotzei laderech, when you go out on the road, himalech bekoncha v'tzei. What does that mean? My himalech bekoncha v'tzei, himalech bekoncha, go ask your creator before you leave. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, zu tefilas haderech. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, kol hayotzei laderech, tzarech lehispalel tefilas haderech. That before one goes out on a trip, on a journey, they should say tefilas haderech. What is tefilas haderech? We're all familiar, but the Gemara is going to tell us. My tefilas haderech, here at some lefanacha, Hashem elokai, shetolicheni l'shalom, you should lead me on the right path, v'tatzideni l'shalom, v'tasmicheni l'shalom, you should support me and guide me, v'tatzileni mikaf kol oye v'orev baderech, protect me from all of the enemies on the road, v'tishlach bracha b'maseh yadai, you should give me hatzlacha, and all my doings. But give me kindness and rahmanos in your eyes and in the eyes of all those who see me. Baruch ata Hashem, shomea tefila. Hashem should hear our tefilos. So that's a lashon of tefilas haderech, which we are somewhat familiar with. It's a little different. There are some things that the Gra adds in, which are more in line with our girsa, but also the following: Amar Abaye laolam lishatif inish nafshe bahade tzibura. One should be mishtati. They should join themselves with the tzibur, meaning the following: Hechi nema. How should they really say tefilas haderech? Here it's on lavanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetolicheinu l'shalom v'chule. You shouldn't say Hashem should guide me and lead me on my path, but you should say Hashem should lead us tolicheinu. And the same with the rest of the lashon. We should say everything b'lashon ra. To connect yourself to the tzibur. And Rashi over here has another very important yesod for tefillah. The very first Rashi on the page, Rashi says, "Lishatef nafshe ayas palas tefillah kasar b'lashon yachid b'lashon rabim." Why b'lashon rabim? Shemitoch kach tefillah on nishmas. Because by davening b'lashon rabim, by connecting yourself to the tzibur, you have better odds of your tefillah being answered. And it's a very important part of tefillah to be davening b'tzibur. When I think about, like, what's the reason why we daven b'tzibur? What are some milos of davening with 10 people with a minion? So you say, oh, because there are so many things that you can't usually say. You can't usually say Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu or Kriya Satorah. Those are all the things you get to do if you daven in b'tzibur. But in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, what is really the definition of tefillah b'tzibur? Everybody together davening, they're silent monasteries. It's the enhancement that we have to our individual tefillos, which when you're davening on your own, all you have is your own things to back you up. When you're davening as part of a tzibur, as part of a collective, then you have more, Hashem is listening more clearly to the words of the tzibur, and that's why even if you're not able to go to shul, you still should daven at the same time as a tzibur. We had that during the pandemic, during the heat of the pandemic, where everyone was davening at home. We still had the davening times come out from the shul for when everyone should ideally be saying the tefillos together. There are still ways to connect yourself to the tzibur, even if not necessarily in shul. And also, all of our tefillos are b'lashon rabim. We say, Rifa'enu Hashem anirafei. Hashem should heal us. It's never, even though we're asking for personal things, we connect ourselves as being part of the tzibur, and that's a way that we can have more confidence that tefillos are going to be answered. That's how Rav Soloveitchik also explains why we sing Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu with like such like smiles and like fancy tune. Like you're silent monastery, you're like crying and your eyes are closed and you're saying the vidui, but suddenly when everyone's saying it together, we have like smiles and like singing a song in major. It's a very exciting song. Rav Soloveitchik explains that because when you're saying it but tzibur, you have like a sense of confidence that Hashem's going to answer our tefillos now, because we're actually davening with everybody's collective milos together, and Hashem can't turn that tefillah away.
So I guess that's the conclusion from us from Tanya Tzar. I guess that's the opportunity between that's completely.
That's true.
Yeah. Other than that.
That's true. Yeah, good point. Yeah, the individual brachos are definitely lashon rabim, but I guess other parts of Manasseh may not necessarily follow that mode. More details about tefillas haderech. Amos Matzli, when should you say it? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Misha shemahaleich baderech, when you are traveling on the road. Ad kama? We're going to clarify what this question is. Mara asks, ad kama? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, ad parsa. Only if you are going, if it's a distance of a parsa, which is around like 2 to 3 miles. But what's the question of ad kama? So Rashi quotes two different possibilities. Perhaps the Gemara is asking, ad kama, meaning how long into your trip can you say tefillas haderech? Perhaps at a certain point, if you've been traveling so long, you missed the boat, Rashi says. Rashi says, only in the first parsa of your travel, in the beginning of your journey, can you say tefillas haderech. But once you've gone a certain, after that parsa, you can no longer say tefillas haderech. Rabbi Yonah says a similar pshat, but says that it's just ideally you should say it earlier in the trip. You shouldn't go the whole way and then in the last hour of your 10-hour trip then say tefillas haderech. But even if you missed that, you didn't miss the boat, you can still say it afterwards. But Rashi then quotes the Bahag. The Bahag says that the Gemara is asking how far of a trip warrants a tefillas haderech. If I'm just going to go to Seasons, I don't have to say tefillas haderech. But maybe if I'm going a longer distance, then maybe I should have to say tefillas haderech. That's what the Gemara says. Ad parsa, if you're going to be traveling this 2 to 3 miles. I think generally speaking, you also have to be out of the town. You can't just be like, you know, if you're in Passaic, so you're not saying tefillas haderech. Usually like you're on the highway and there are no houses around. But also we usually qualify this by if you consider it to be a dangerous travel. If you're traveling a long journey that is generally considered to be more of a sakana than your typical journey. And that's why where planes come into the discussion. Rav Soloveitchik used to travel back and forth from Boston to YU like very, very frequently. And so at first he would say Tfilas HaDerech on the plane, but at a certain point it became so normal and so routine that it wasn't concerning to him. It wasn't considered a sakana in his eyes. It was just like going on like in the car in the morning. And so he stopped saying Tfilas HaDerech at a certain point. So I think we usually kind of think about the sakana aspect of the journey. The Gemara then continues, Hechi Matlila, how should you say Tfilas HaDerech? Rav Chista Amar Me'umad, Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalich. It's machlokes whether one should be Me'umad. I don't think it means standing, I think it means stationary, right, as opposed to Mahalich. Can you still be in motion, or should you perhaps be standing stationary, stop in your place when you say Tfilas HaDerech? Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, right, those two people who had that, those different opinions, have a Ka'azli Be'urcha, they were once together walking on the road. Come Rav Chista Ve'Kamatli. And so Rav Chista followed his Shita, that he stopped and said Tfilas HaDerech while standing still. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'Shamei Mai Ka'avid Rav Chista. Rashi reminds us that Rav Sheshes was blind, so he had an attendant with him, and Rav Sheshes noticed that Rav Chista, who was walking next to him the whole time, was suddenly not schmoozing anymore. So he asked the Shamish, what's Rav Chista doing right now? So Amalei Ka'yu Matzli. The Shamish told Rav Sheshes, he's saying Tfilas HaDerech right now. So Amalei Okma Nami L'Didi, help stand me up, and I'll also say it now. Va'atzli, I'll also say Tfilas HaDerech now. Miyos Tol V'Atikrira. Better off to be considered good and not to be considered doing something bad in the eyes of somebody. Rav Sheshes himself held you can say it while in motion, but when he was in the presence of Rav Chista, who had stopped to say Tfilas HaDerech, he was machmir to also stop and say Tfilas HaDerech. So that's the Gemara's discussion about Tfilas HaDerech, about when you should say it, and at what point in the journey you should say it, and how you should say it. An interesting shayla I saw Rav Zilberstein ask, what if you're on the road and you say Tfilas HaDerech, and then something happens and you have to turn around? Like maybe it starts to blizzard, or like you get a call. His story was, someone got a call from their wife saying, oh, I don't have the keys to get into the house, and he was like already, like, he was planning on going all the way to wherever he was going to go, and he already said Tfilas HaDerech. So can you turn back? Is it considered a bracha levatala? He already said bracha Hashem shemeh tefila, and now you're not going to go on the trip anymore. Is that a bracha levatala, or perhaps is it not? So the Ritva in Chulin has a similar situation where someone washed their hands and said, alati asidayim, and ultimately there wasn't bread around, or they weren't hungry anymore. They didn't want to eat bread anymore. So the Ritva says that's not considered bracha levatala, because when you made the bracha, you had intention to then do the next thing. At the time when you said the bracha, that was the appropriate thing to do. So perhaps over here as well, if you had the intention of going on the road, then perhaps it would not be bracha levatala. It's unclear if that's a perfect connection, but the Tshuva's Be'er Sheva says, for that reason, don't say Tfilas HaDerech too early. Don't say it the second you close the door and the second you get on the road. Give it some time. Rashi says to ideally say it in the beginning of your journey, but give it some time so you don't have any situations like that come up to be a potential bracha levatala. Right, that too. So there you go. You need to go back. Very, very quickly. Gemara says, the last word in the line is Mai. The Gemara says, Mai ika ben havinenu l'tfila kitzara. As we said, there are two tfilas which you say when you don't have proper kavanah, you won't have proper kavanah to say the entire tfila. Havinenu, which is the abridged 18 brachos, and tfila kitzara, which is that one liner which we just discussed on the previous amud. So what's the difference between the two? The Gemara clarifies, Havinenu ba'i l'tfluye gimel kamaisa v'gimel basraisa. For Havinenu, you say the three brachos, the three introductory brachos of Shmona Esrei, you say the Havinenu part, and then you say the final three part of the final three brachos of Shmona Esrei. V'chimata lebeise lo ba'i l'mahar l'tfluye. And then when you get home, you actually daven a real tefillah, and you're not going to have to daven again later when you can have proper kavanah. But tefillah katzara is very different. Lo bailitz luye, lo gimel kamayasav, lo gimel pasraisa. You don't say the first three and final three brachos, and therefore, it's not a real tefillah. V'chimati lebeisei, bailim ahadlitz luye. If you get home and you're going to have a proper state of mind, you should then repeat Shmon Esrei and daven a real Shmon Esrei. The hel chazad halacha is havneinu meumad tefillah katzara bein meumad bein mahalich. Havneinu, you should say only while you're standing still. Tefillah katzara is so sure you can have proper kavanah even if you're going to be in motion. Mara now had the two dots. Hayaruchiv alachamar bechule. Our Mishnah had spoken about if you're riding on a donkey and then you have to stop to daven. So what should you do? The Gemara now continues or clarifies that halacha. Tanar Rabbanan. Hayaruchiv alachamar vehigias man tefila. You're riding on your donkey and it comes time to daven. Em yesh lo mishi yochaz es chamoro yorad lamata viespalo. Ideally, it seems that you should get off the donkey and be not on an animal when you're davening tefillah, so you should get off. If you have someone to watch your animal so it's not going to run away, then you can get down and you should daven then. But im lav, no one's there, yeshi bimkomo, you should just sit on where you are on the donkey and daven v'yispalo and daven like that. But Rebbe Omer, benkach ubenkach yeshi bimkomo. Even if there is a guy there who's willing and ready to watch your animal, still you should daven v'yispalo, daven over there on your donkey, don't get off. If you should ain't daitum yusheves alav, because it's going to be very distracting, and it's going to distract your tefillos, because you're going to be so concerned about how this is delaying your trip to get off your donkey and to get on your donkey. It's going to make your whole trip even longer than it was supposed to be, and that's going to ruin your kavana. Better you stay on your donkey than have to waste all that time getting on and getting off. Amar Rav Avitamer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'rebi, halacha is like Rebbe, you should just daven while you are on the chamor. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara now talks about the appropriate direction to face when davening Shmoneh Esrei, a very important halacha l'maaseh topic as well. Suma, umisha eini yachol lachavin es haruchos, yachavin libo, k'neged avinu aviv shebashamayim. Someone who's blind, or doesn't know which direction is north, south, east, or west, then just have kavana in your heart to daven towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei Amar, the pasuk says, v'es palalu el Hashem, to daven to Hashem, have your kavana towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you know where you are, and you're in, like, you know which direction is north, south, east, and west, and you're in Chutz La'aretz, Yechavein es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. Tosafot puts out libo meaning not just your heart, but you should actually face physically in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Shneamar v'his palalu elav derech artsam. The pasuk says to daven towards artsam Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, Yechavein es libo keneged Yerushalayim. Shneamar v'his palalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta, to daven towards the specific city that you chose, namely Yerushalayim. You should daven towards Yerushalayim specifically. Let's say you're in Yerushalayim. Hayomid v'Yerushalayim, Yechavein es libo keneged beis hamikdash. Daven towards the beis hamikdash. Shneamar v'his palalu el habayis hazeh, towards habayis hazeh, the beis hamikdash. Hayomid beis hamikdash. Let's say you're inside the beis hamikdash. Yechavein es libo keneged beis kachay hakadoshim. Daven towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shneamar Ves Palalu El HaMakom HaZeh, to that particular place that is the most, has the most Kedusha. Hayomid Beis Kachay HaKadoshim, let's say you're inside the Kachay HaKadoshim, like you're the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who is inside the Kachay HaKadoshim, then Yechavin Es Libo Keneged Beis HaKapores, then Daven towards the Beis HaKapores, which is the direction of the Arun. If you're behind the kapores, then the Aaron, you should daven facing towards the kapores. Nimtza, so therefore it turns out, Nimtza, Omid b'mizrach, machzir panav l'marav. If you're in the east, you should face towards the west. B'marav, like us, if you're in the west of Eretz Yisrael, machzir panav l'mizrach, you should daven towards Mizrach, towards the east. B'daron, machzir panav l'tzapon, b'tzapon, machzir panav l'daron. Wherever you are, daven towards Eretz Yisrael, and Nimtzu, therefore it turns out, Kol Yisrael mechavnim es libam lemakom echad, everyone is davening, all the Kol Yisrael are davening to the same exact location. Amar Rabbi Avinu Yitimah Rabbi Vina, my Kra'a, what's the pasuk to support this? Kim Migdal David Savarecha, Banoi the Talpios, that the Migdal David is Banoi, is built the Talpios. What's the word Talpios referring to? Tel Shekol Pios Ponimbo, that's the mount where everybody is facing when they daven, the importance of all of us davening towards the same location. And so ideally, we put the Aron Kodesh in the direction of Mizrach. This way, when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we're davening towards our Aron Kodesh, and then simultaneously also davening towards Mizrach. Let's say your Aron Kodesh is not in the direction of Mizrach. I was trying to think through in town if there are shuls which have that, where the Aron is not in the direction of Mizrach. I'm sure it does. I didn't do all my research. I'm sure it does come up. So where are you supposed to face if the Aron is in this direction, but let's say Mizrach is in that direction? So you're supposed to face away from the Aron, or you're supposed to face towards the Aron? The Mishnah Berurah says very interestingly that you should actually face towards Mizrach and not face towards the Aron. He says if you're in a shul where everyone's facing the Aron, you should just join along with them, but they're doing the wrong thing, says Mishnah Berurah. You should really face towards Mizrach and not face towards the Aron if the Aron was placed in the wrong direction. I'm not sure if the minhag is to act like that. I've heard of Schechter explain that a little differently, that the halacha is that if you're building a shul, then you should put the Aron in the direction of Mizrach, but that's a halacha in terms of construction of a shul. If you're a davener and you're in a shul that's already been built in a less than ideal way because they put the Aron in a different direction, then you just daven towards the Aron. So as a davener, just always daven towards the Aron, but as a shul builder, you should put the Aron in the same wall of Mizrach. What happens if you already start davening Shmoneh Esrei and you're facing the wrong way? It's like you're at a wedding, and like no one really knows where to go, and like you just kind of pick a direction, and then you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and then some guy comes over and says, "Hey, actually, Mizrach is that way," which happens, I feel like, all the time. I feel like some people think they're supposed to like people think they're supposed to like hop, like keep your feet together and like shift yourself to the right direction, which is not the thing to do. Mishnah Berurah says you should try to tilt your head towards the direction of Mizrach. If your body's facing the wrong way, at least tilt your head in the right direction. If that's physically impossible, like if it's 180 degrees behind you, then just bechavin libo l'shamayim, as we said earlier, someone doesn't know where the direction is, they should just have kavana in their heart to daven in the right direction. There you go. That's the example. That's the example.
People face the hand.
Mm-hmm.
So the old are good at too. Before they built the shul in the warehouse, they were facing, like, you know, half the people will be facing diagonal, half the people will be facing the Aron.
Right. Yeah, that's the issue that you have when people are, like, facing each other. It's like people are bowing to each other. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah,
that's also, it happens a lot when you have the shuls, the seats facing different directions also can happen a lot. Have like a stadium kind of seating. But yeah, Olayu Bismajus is a classic example. Everyone's davening kind of diagonally. But everyone gets on board and faces like the same direction. What's confusing is when you have some people doing this, some people doing that, and it gets a little messy. So that's the Gemara's discussion about davening and facing the right direction when davening Shmuel Esrei. Gemara continues. The first one in line is Avua de Shmuel. Gemara talks about davening early. We have set zmanim when we usually daven. Usually daven earliest is Netzach Hamah, is the earliest Vasikim minyan, is the earliest minyan you'll find in town. But there's also some situations when you can daven even before that, davening after Alos. So Gemara discusses situations like the following: Avua de Shmuel the Levi ki have a ba'u la mepach la urcha. When they wanted to go out on the road, they had to go on a journey that day. So have a mekadme umatzli. They would get up and daven Shmuel Esrei early. Because they can't, the Gemara's assumption is to daven on the road while you're traveling is going to hurt your kavana. So they would daven early, they'd say the Shmona Esrei early, but that's a time when you can't say Kriyashma. That's before the Zman that you can even, the earliest time when you could say Kriyashma. So they'll say the Shmona Esrei early, but they'll say the Shema later when they're on the road. So they're sacrificing Smichas Gula Letfila to say Shema followed by Shmona Esrei. So Kavamata Zman Kriyashma Karu. So they would say Shmona Esrei early, but when the Zman, the earliest Zman to say Kriyashma would come, they would say Kriyashma then. Kiman, so who is this going like? Hatana, like the following brisa. The Tanya, Hishkim Latzis Laderech, if one is traveling by foot, Mevian lo shofar betokeya, lolo the menaneya, Megillah, the Koreba, on the road you're not going to have a shofar or a lolo or a Megillah, so you bring them that beforehand so they can do those mitzvos. And then, Ukshayez man kriyashma kore, then they'll daven at the appropriate time. That's not relevant for us, but the following is, Hishkim leishev bekaron, oh besfina, you're going to go travel, but it's going to be on a wagon or on a boat where you're not going to have the proper kavana, it's going to be too distracting when you're traveling to daven appropriately. So therefore, Miss Palo, you should daven early before this man to usually say to say Shema from Alos. Ukshegiyas man kriyashma kore, and later when kriyashma comes, you'll say kriyashma later, even though you sacrificed smichas gula tefila having kriyashma and Shmona Esrei connected. Roshimad Lazar Omer Benkachu Benkach kore kriyashma o Miss Palo. No, even if you're in a situation where you're not going to have kavana because you're traveling, still wait till the appropriate time and say Shema and Shmona Esrei together. Because of the importance of being someh geulah l'tefila, and so Gemara clarifies what's the machlokes b'maika miflegi. Mar saver tefila meumad adif. Once is that tefila standing up, which is another word that's code for with proper kavana. The reason why we stand is to have that's the best way to have kavana. So that's most important. So daven an early Shmona Esrei because you'll have the most kavana at that time. But the other opinion is no. Mar saver mismach geulah l'tefila adif. Better to have less kavana, but at least to have Shema and Shmona Esrei juxtaposed next to one another. Let's give an introduction to this following situation. They would have a drasha, like a Shabbos HaGadol drasha, like before Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, they'd have a drasha in shul, and it was started very, very early in the day. Not like our Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos HaGadol drasha, it was like in like the afternoon of the day. They had a very early morning drasha, and so most people, the Rashi explains, they would it was before this man for Shema and Shmona Esrei would even begin. So they would say Shema during the actual drasha. Individually, they would just start saying Shema when the proper Zman came up, and they'd individually walk out of the shul to say their Shmona Esrei, and then walk back into the drasha. So the Rav is giving the drasha the entire time, and everybody individually is saying Shema and Shmona Esrei on their own. The question is, what about the Rav? When's the Rav supposed to say Shema and Shmona Esrei? So there are two different methods that the Rosh HaYeshiva had. So Marei Maru Merzutra, they were the ones who were giving the drasha. Habamekanfe be'asara b'shabsa deragla umatzlu. So on the Shabbos of Regel, when on these Shabbosim before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, they would gather 10 people before this year and daven v'harunafka l'pirka, and then they would start this year. So essentially, they would gather 10 people to daven before this year began. They'll delay this year. The year will start a bit late, but at least the Rav will have an opportunity to daven with a minyan beforehand, and everybody else will also either daven before, or they can daven during the drasha itself. But Rav Ashi had a different plan. Rav Ashi matzli bahadei tzibura beyachid meyushav. He would also say the drasha. He would also say Shema Shmona Esrei during the drasha. He's giving the drasha and also says Shema Shmona Esrei during the drasha. How did he do the two? How can you say two things at the same time? Rashi explains that their drashos had a miturgaman. There was an interpreter. So the Rav Ashi over here, or any Rosh Hashiva, he would start giving over the content of the shir to the miturgaman in like a lower tone, and the miturgaman, the announcer, would announce the shir to everybody. To the packed auditorium of people who are there for this year. So Rav Ashi would quickly tell the Maturgamon like 15 minutes worth of content, and as the Maturgamon was relaying that information to everybody at this year, that's when Rav Ashi would say his personal Shema Shmona Esrei. But he did it sitting down. It was less than ideal. He didn't want to stand up and disturb everybody who was watching him. So he would say it sitting down, which is less than ideal. You don't have proper kavana when you're sitting down. So therefore, kava asi lebeise hadaru matzli ma'umad. He would get home at the end of the after the shir. He would then repeat Shmoneh Esrei while standing up. So the two methods we had. Number one was daven with a minyan before the drasha, but you're going to delay the shir. It's going to start later than usual. Everyone's going to be waiting for you to finish davening. Rav Ashi would have this shtick to daven during the actual drasha, but then he was davening while sitting down, which is not the way you could to have the most kavana, so he'd repeat it and dive in later when he got home. Why don't you just do like Meimar Marzutra? Do like them and dive in with the minion before the shir. I feel bad to delay this shir so long and to be a tircha de tzibura. Everyone's going to be waiting for me if I dive in beforehand. So why don't you do like Avodah Shmuel and Levi? Like we said, they dive in even earlier than the typical Zman Tfila of Netzach Hama. They dive in from Alos. Why don't you dive in even earlier before the shir? You're not going to delay the shir because you're davening super early. I haven't seen people who are older than me who actually followed this practice of davening an early Shmoneh Esrei. Now we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the tefillah of Musaf and davening Musaf with a minyan. Avazim and Azariah Omer, ain't tefillahs ha-Musafin ela bechever ir. Rashi says chever ir means a minyan. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you should only daven Musaf if you are with a minyan. The Rishonim explain that the reason why this is why Musaf as opposed to any other tefillah should it only be with onion or not tan biyachidus, perhaps because tefillahs Musaf is only connected to midim tiknum. Right? There's no one of our forefathers of the Avos that established Musaf. It's only connected to karbanos, and Musaf is a karban tzibur. So perhaps it makes sense to specifically say Musaf if there is a tzibur with you. So that's what Elazar ben Azariah says, only say Musaf if you are with a minion, but not if you are alone biyachidus. Chachamim omrim bechever ir, v'shalo bechever ir. We pass like a chachamim. Do you say Musaf even biyachidus, whether there's a minion or not a minion? If Yehuda omer mishmo, and then Elazar ben Azariah, if Yehuda says, kol makom sheyesham chever ir yachid patrim et tefilas hamusafin. Or Yehuda holds differently than Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Or Elazar ben Azariah says that you should never say Musaf ever if you're individually biyachidus. Or Yehuda says that if there is a minion in town, then you're exempt from saying Musaf. As long as there's a minion in town saying Musaf somewhere in your town, that exempts you from having to say Musaf at all. But if there's no minion in town saying Musaf, then you would have to say Musaf by yourself. So Gemara explains this. Gemara says, Yehuda hanu tanakama. What exactly is the difference between Rav Yehuda and the tanakama? So ikabinayu, yachid shalo bechever ir. Let's say you're an individual who's in a town where there is not a minion going on. Tanakama savar patir, Rav Yehuda savar chayiv. So again, tanakama says, you can never, under any circumstances, daven musaf biyachidus. And Rav Yehuda says, no, if there's a minion in town, then you don't have to daven at own. You can rely on the tzibor being yotzeyu. But if there's no minion in town, then you could have a situation of davening musaf biyachidus, because you'll have to daven by yourself if there's no minion davening Musaf in your city. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinan, Amar Rav Chiya barav, halacha kar Yehuda, Mishum Elaz ben Azariah, we pass like that third shita. Amar Rav Chiya barav, in Shapir Kamart, that's actually right, that sometimes you should have in Musaf biyachidus if there's no minion, because Amar Shmuel said, miyamay lo matzlim et slusa de Musaf in biyachid, I never daven Musaf biyachid. Lemon Amid Bays now. In a harda, because there was always a minion there. But Levar Mehahu Yoma, the Asa Pulmasa de Malka Lamasa. Except for the day when the king's army came to town, and the Atridu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon were so distracted by that, Velot Salu, and therefore there was no minion happening for Musaf, and that's why I had to my individual Musaf, but Tali Libi Yachid, I had to have in Biyachidus a Musaf on my own. Because I was a situation of a yachid who has no musaf minion in town, that's why I had to daven musaf yachidus. Again, seems like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that yes, you can have situations of davening musaf yachidus if there's no minion in town. Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kara Kamei de Rabbi Yanai. Mechina Kara was in front of Rav Yanai, but Yosef Kamar Halacha Kerab Yehuda Shamay B'Shem Elazar ben Azariah. We pass like that shita that there is no minion in town, then you should daven musaf biyachidus. Amalei pok kra karech lebara. Take those psukim and then those halachos that you're talking about. Take those outside the base measures. We don't paskin like that. The ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda shamar b'shem lanz mezaria. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you should daven musaf biyachidus if there's no minion. Amar Rav Yochanan ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai that tzali v'hadar tzali. What do you mean? I saw Rabbi Yanai and he once davened two Shmoneh Esreis. So presumably he first davened and it was biyachidus. Presumably, he davened Shmona Esrei of Shacharis, and then the second Shmona Esrei was a Shmona Esrei of Musaf. We see on the books that there was Rabbi Yanai who davened Musaf via Chidus. It must be a pasan like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to the Tanakama, you would never daven Musaf via Chidus. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Zera, Dilma Mei Kara lo kivin daite, ulvasov kivin daite. No, fine, you saw him say two Shmona Esreis. Maybe that's because he didn't have good Kavana the first time around. Maybe the first time he said Shacharis, and then he didn't have good Kavana, so that's why he had to repeat a second Shacharis. But it wasn't really a musaf, right? This is the basic, the bare bones halacha is, if you didn't have proper kavanah in Shmona Esrei, you should repeat Shmona Esrei. But again, one of those things which we say, halacha l'maisa, we don't know if you're going to have kavanah the second time around. So we don't, halacha l'maisa, pass into repeat Shmona Esrei. But Rabbi Yanai, in terms of the Gemara, maybe he said two tefillos, not because one was shachris and one was musaf, they were both shachris, but one was for his first shachris, and he said he didn't have kavanah, so that's why he had a second shachris. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Zera. Sorry, so Amar Leih Chazi Man Gavra Rabba the Kamasid Aleha. Now look who told us this Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who told us, look, Rabbi Yanai Davin Tushmon Esreis, because the second one was a Musaf. So don't go telling me that, oh, maybe it wasn't a Musaf, maybe it was because he didn't have good Kavana and it was two Shachrises. Rabbi Yochanan knows what he's talking about. He's a Gadol. Of course, he told us the appropriate Maisa, and he understood what the actual facts were. It's like you could have like Gedolim stories where people totally misunderstood what the Gadol was actually doing, and they can try to make deductions about, oh, he did this because he stood up during that part of davening because he held you should do that. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about. But if it's a Gadol, if a Talmid Chacham told you a Maisa about a Gadol, what he did, you could trust the Talmid Chacham to know what the Gadol was actually doing. So here, Rabbi Yochanan told us, Rabbi Yanai Davin Tushmona Esreis, and the Chora, he knew what he was talking about. That one was Shacharis and one was Musaf. So that's a raya that would support Rabbi Yehuda that one could have it Musaf be Yechidus if there is no minion going on. Gemara continues on this topic. Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Asi, Af Agav Dehavu Lehu Tlesar Be Kanishta. B'Tiberia, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, even though there were 13 shuls in town, lo hava matzlu ela beini amudi hecha dehava garsi. They would only daven between the columns in the location where they would learn Torah. There's a maila to davening in the makom Torah, the place where you're koveyaitim to learn Torah. And Tosas points out that it meant even musaf, and they would daven perhaps even biyachidus, supporting Rav Yehuda that you actually should daven musaf even biyachidus. Now that's a very dangerous point. There's a point of machlokas over here about davening in the place where you learn. That Tosfos point right over here, Tosfos on the top, points out even if it's biyachidus, there's a mila to davening in the place where you learn, even if that won't be with the minyan. But the Rambam says absolutely not, and Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam that absolutely not. Only there's a minyan should you consider davening in the makom where you learn. But if it's going to daven biyachidus in your base medrash versus davening with a minyan in shul, absolutely you should daven with a minyan in shul. Itmar Rav Yitzchak Paravdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rishon Elazar Ben Azaria. Now you pass like this third shita that there's no minyan in town, you can daven Musaf Yechidus. And Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Tzali Vahara Tzali. Another example, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba who davened two tefillos. He davened Shacharis presumably, and then also a second tefillah perhaps that was Musaf. He davened Musaf even Yechidus. Amar Rabbi Zera My Tana Avid Mar Hachi. Why did he do that? Ilim Amishum Delo Kivin Mar Darte. If you're going to say like you said before, he didn't have proper kavana the first time around. And so the second tefillah was a second shachris. He was saying again because he didn't have proper kavana. But what do you mean? Hamar Rabbi Elazar, La Olam Yamod Adam Es Atzmo Em Yachol Lachavin Es Libo. Before you daven, you should always measure out if you're going to have proper kavana to daven. And if you can, then yispalel. And im lav, ainly al yispalel. If you're not going to have proper kavana, you shouldn't daven in the first place. So it can't be that he daven two tefillos because the first one he didn't have proper kavana, and that's why he had a second tefillah. Because then after that, he shouldn't have davened in the first place. Ella delo edkar mar bereish yarcha. It must be he repeated a second Shmona Esrei. Why? Because it was Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yalev V'Yavo, and that's why he had to repeat a second Shmona Esrei to make up for the missed Yalev V'Yavo. Ava Tanya, but it says in the Braisa, Ta'avo hiskesha Rosh Chodesh ba'arvis emachzir noso. If you forgot Yalev V'Yavo in Mariv, you don't have to go back to repeat Shmona Esrei. Pishyachol omer b'shachris, because you can say it again in Shachris. You'll be yotzei Yalev V'Yavo in Shachris. And even b'shachris, emachzino somebody shiachol omer b'musaf, and b'musaf emachzino somebody shiachol omer b'mincha. Basically, whenever you forget yalla v'yavo, this brisa says you don't pass them like this. But this brisa says in any tefillah when you forget yalla v'yavo, you should not repeat Shmona Esrei because you can always just say it in the next tefillah. You'll say it in musaf. You'll say it in. And mincha. So Amalei lavet mar Allah, but after that brisa, it clarified. Am Rav Yochanan bet tzibur shanu. That's specifically when you're in a tzibur, when you're davening with the collective. That's when you should not go back. So what does that mean? So Rashi has two different pshatim. What that means? Perhaps it means if you're davening at home alone, then always you should be a chidus. You should always repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But if you're in a minyan, a very interesting halacha which we don't practice, if you're in a minyan and you forgot Yalav Yavo, don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei ever, because you'll be yotze with the shliach tzibur when he repeats his Shmoneh Esrei. That's what Rashi says, perhaps shout in the Gemara. The Bahag says no. But tzibur shanu means we're talking about the shliach tzibur himself. If the shliach tzibur, the chazin, forgot Yalav Yavo in his tefillah in his chazaras hashatz, then there's no need for him to go back and repeat the whole thing, because he'll rely on the fact that he's going to have musaf later on, and it's a tircha de tzibura to have the shliach tzibur repeat his whole Shmoneh Esrei. So but tzibur shanu means not necessarily that when you're davening but tzibur you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, but the shliach tzibur himself will not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Mara says, "Kama yishe b'tfila bein tfila l'tfila." If you're davening two Shmoneh Esreis, perhaps you're davening a tashlumin tfila Shmoneh Esreis. You're gonna daven your shachris and then your makeup for Maariv, perhaps, or you're davening shachris and then you're davening musaf. So you have two back-to-back tfilos. How long should you wait in between the two? So Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, Chala Mar Kadesha Tischo Nein Daito Olav, V'Chala Mar Kadesha Tischo Leil Daito Olav. They both say they should give yourself some time to reorient yourself and prepare your mind to entreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your tefillos and to plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer your tefillos. Though they use different words, Tischo Nein and Tischo Leil, Rashi points out they mean the same exact thing, they just chose different words to present their opinion, but why do they use those different words? So Manda Amar Kadesha Tischo Nein Daito Olav, Dechse V'Eschanan El Hashem, one patted the lashon for tefillah after V'Eschanan Chanan al Hashem and Moshe davening to enter Eretz Yisrael. That's a lashon of Chanan shetischonin. Uman da Amar Kadesh shetischolel daito olav. Dichse vayachel Moshe based on Moshe davening after the Chita Egel. That lashon tischolel like vayachal Moshe. Amar of Anan Amar Rav ta'av lo hiskir shavosh chodesh. Arvis ein machzirin oso. If one did not say Yalav Yavo, I'm Rosh Chodesh at Mariv, you do not have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Levisha ein based in Mekajin es a chodesh elav hayom, because based in we're not sanctified the clear of the day as Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, only during the daytime. Right? In times of the Gemara, when they would have two witnesses go and see the moon and tell Beis Din, hey, look, we saw, and today is Rosh Chodesh, Beis Din would only make that declaration during the daytime and not during the nighttime. So if you forgot Yalav Yavo at Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, don't repeat your Shmoneh Esrei, because Ein Mekashen Es HaChodesh Ela Bayom. And it's important to, it's clear in the Gemara, but important to reiterate, this is only a Rosh Chodesh halacha. On Chol HaMoed, if you forget Yalav Yavo in any of your tefillos, you always go back. Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, you always go back. But by Mariv on Rosh Chodesh specifically, the Gemara explains why you should not repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you missed it, because Ein Beis Mekashen Es HaChodesh Ela Bayom. Beis Din would not sanctify the day as Rosh Chodesh during the nighttime, only during the daytime. Amar Amemar, Mistavra Milsa Derav B'Chodesh Mole. That only makes sense to me if it's a Chodesh Mole. Rashi explains, namely, if there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, if the previous month was a full month of 30 days, so there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so then I understand. If you forgot Yalav Yavo and Mariv the first day, you'll have a second Mariv to say it. You'll have an opportunity the next day during the day two of Rosh Chodesh. Ava B'Chodesh Chaser, Machzir Noso. If it's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, only going to have one opportunity to say Yalav Yavo at Mariv, then you should definitely repeat Shmoneh Esrei even at the nighttime. What do you mean? Rav gave a reason as to his shita, and his shita of Ein Beis Mekashen Es HaChodesh El Hayom is true. Mali Chaser, Mali Mole. Even if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh or a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, still you're always gonna not repeat Shmoneh Esrei at nighttime if you forgot Yalav Yavo. Ela Loshna. In all situations, is how we paskin. In all situations, one should not repeat Yalav Yavo. One should not repeat Shmoneh Esrei if they forgot Yalav Yavo. We stop here. Whatever you want. I think we should stop here. We'll start the new parak next week. So today we discussed a whole bunch of different topics. We spoke about the tefillah kitzara, the short Shmoneh Esrei that you say when you're in a makom sakana, you're in a dangerous situation. We spoke about tefillah haderech, the tefillah you say and how to say it and when to say it. And we spoke about facing Eretz Yisrael when you're davening and when to face the Aron versus Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about davening early before Hanetzachama. And we spoke about this interesting halacha about davening musaf b'yechidas. We all Paskin, we do daven Musaf B'Yechidus, as different opinions whether you should daven Musaf B'Yechidus or not. And we conclude with this halacha: if you forgot Yalav Yavo at Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, you should not repeat Shmoneh Esrei, because Ein Beis Mekashen Es HaChodesh Ela Bayom.